Next question is Cecilia. First name is C-E-C-I-L-I-A. Last name is at capital D, small E-A-R-O. Date of birth is 1/18/31. Today is 31st/5/31. Miss D-E-A-R-O, D-E-A-R-O is a 92-year-old woman with advanced Alzheimer's disease, period. Patient was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 3 years ago. In the past 4 to 6 weeks, she is not eating any longer. If she eats, it's small amounts. She's had profound weight loss of 10 or 15 pounds. Aspiration with eating, generalized weakness, ADL dependency, and has become bowel and bladder incontinent. Allergy none. Medication, patient is refusing all medication, is not taking any medication at this time. Surgery, no recent surgery. Family history. Mom died at old age, 92. Father died of alcoholism at age 70. Social, she's not married, she doesn't smoke. Her husband left her years ago. She doesn't have any children. She lives with her sister, who's her primary caregiver. She did not smoke or drink, and she's originally from Trinidad in the Caribbean. COVID immunization, patient does not believe in COVID immunization. Surgery, none. Allergy, none. BBF system, generalized weakness, muscle wasting, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, difficulty with mentation, not oriented at this time. To place, time, or person, patient sometimes remembers who she is per sister, but that has definitely worsened in the past month or so. On exam, blood pressure is 100/80, 100/50, respiration is 18, a febrile, pulse is 88, or pulse is 98. Heart pulses 1, pulses 2, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa dry. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Abdomen scaphoid, but soft. Assessment, here we have a 92-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer whose condition has worsened in the past month. Patient was diagnosed 3 years ago, now has become bedbound, mostly bedbound, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient's caregiver is her sister, who's the only surviving family member. And patient also suffers from muscle wasting, protein calorie malnutrition, and has decided and has pain, chronic pain in her lower extremity. Patient no longer wants to be transferred back and forth to the hospital and would like to be cared for at home till she passes on, period. She has most likely has less than 6 months to live given her advanced Alzheimer's dementia and would benefit greatly from hospice care at home to control her pain and help family with end-stage Alzheimer care, educating, and nursing care at home, period. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care under end-stage Alzheimer's disease, once again, and has most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.